Kay Ballard was a teenager, she announced to her family that she was going to be a star. She may have startled them a bit back then, but now, after 40 years in show business, she is celebrating with a one-woman musical called Hey Ma, Kay Ballard, at the Promenade Theater in New York City. It is billed as a show about the dreams, goals, and obstacles of show business and Kay's survival through it all. Welcome to Midday Edition.
Oh, thank you very much. I'm very happy to be here. And, you know, I don't know if the audience at home knows that you've got a big audience here.
Hello, that's audience. Right, today in our studio, so hopefully they're enjoying.
And hey, Dr. Ma. Ruth, that's adorable Dr. Ruth.
She is. Hey, Ma, what would Ma have thought about what her daughter went out and did the last 40 years or
well,
more?
Well, you know something? Ma's coming to see it in about when the weather gets better.
That's terrific.
So then I'll let you know then what she'll think. No, it's a wonderful show, and I've been in previews for a week, and the response has been so thrilling that I'm almost afraid to think, you know, that maybe this could be my time.
Were you real nervous at first about how the audience would respond? Because it's a very personal statement about you.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. And as I say, you know, with the critics, it's like one big crapshoot. You just don't know what they're going to think. And I pray that they're in a wonderful frame of mind the night they come, because, as I say, the audiences have been stupendous.
Really. Are you also vocal about critics? Do you sometimes feel they have too much of a say?
You know something? I was once in Boston about 2 years ago, and it was the dumbest thing I ever did in my life.
What did you do?
I paid for it. Oh, my, how I paid for it. Well, the author of the play was dying, and I felt they were so unkind to him that I said something, and the United Press picked it up. And it was the dumbest thing I could have done, because, first of all, that's their opinion. Mm-hmm. Who am I to say they are wrong? That's what they think at the time.
We all do dumb things, but this play deals...
Oh, I've done a lifetime of dumb things. Come see the show, you'll see.
We'll learn about it. But also it deals with your dreams and the goals and the obstacles.
Yes.
What were some of the toughest obstacles that you faced that when looking back you say, boy, I got through it, I did it?
Well, no, the toughest obstacles were making the right decisions, and I would say I made about 80% wrong decisions. And I think that's really what it's about. It's that old corny saying, cliche, about being at the right place at the right time, saying the right thing in the right place at the right time is very important. There, for the grace of God, go many talented performers that never get the opportunity.
You know, it's interesting, though. We learn from what we don't like and what we do wrong as well as what we do right.
And that's why if we live to be 100, it's a cheat. Because I don't think my life began until I was 40.
What made that difference at 40?
I don't know. It took me that. I'm a slow learner.
Mm-hmm.
And from 50 on, it seems to be going so quickly. My.
But when it comes to timing, comic timing, what did it take to just become really good at that?
I think, well, Howard Lindsay said to me when I was doing the original Cinderella with Julie Andrews, he said, Kay, you think funny. And I think that's what it takes. You have to think funny. There's no such thing as timing, I don't think. It's just innate.
You're born with it, or you're not born with it.
Well, I don't know if you're born with it. I don't know what it is. It's just that I do think funny, and thank God, God has given me a wonderful sense of humor.
What were the goals and the dreams that you feel like you've realized versus the ones you're still waiting to?
I haven't reached them yet.
Mm-hmm.
And I hope this is the beginning of reaching them. I have definite, specific goals in mind. I want to make that one movie I can say I'm so proud of. I want this show to work. I want to do another book show, The Life of Marie Dressler.
Mm-hmm.
There are so many goals that I haven't reached any of them yet.
You have a lot ahead of you. A lot of good things ahead of you to look forward to.
Listen, I want to thank my producers, Carol Allison and Brian Bantry, and my writers, David Les.
And thank your mother for starting it all.
Yes, I want to thank you all, and Jerry Goldberg.
Thank you so much for being with us today.